Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I welcome you to the brand new silsila, a new program of Madani Channel known as One Lesson, One Story. Inshallah ta'ala, in this program, we will bring to you a narration, a story, an incident, and then we shall try to take Madani pearls of wisdom from those stories. But before that, let's listen to a beautiful narration, a beautiful excellence regarding reciting durood upon the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him, removes 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today the story which I shall narrate for you is such a beautiful story which inshallah will keep us interested, and it will also give us so many things to learn, and we will have to see there are so many things which we have to adopt to live a beautiful life in accordance with the Quran and Sharia and the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a story of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Once a thief came into the house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at the middle part of the night. And when this thief came in, so he managed to jump the wall. As he jumped the wall, he saw that there is no one here. But as he entered the house, when he entered, he was astonished. He was shocked that Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was inside the house. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at that moment in time, he was praying. He was busy in his salah. He was busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not worried about anything else. But then soon he realized that now I'm not the only one alone in this house. There is someone else in the house as well. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ended his prayer. When he ended his prayer, he came to that thief. The thief was shocked. And when the thief was searching for stuff, he could not get any valuable. He was confused that I had put in so much effort to come here. I got inside, I jumped the fencing, I jumped the wall, I tried everything, I looked for this part of the night, I was in the search of the proper time for since very long, and this finally I got the opportunity, I am inside, but I do not get any valuable, what should I steal? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comprehended this from his face, and Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that you have come here. I will not let you go empty-handed. Whatever intention you came with, that might be a dirty intention. It might be a bad intention. But I will send you away from here once you attain benefit, and that benefit shall be good. That benefit would not be of that sort for which you intended to come here. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then directs this thief to the ablution room. He sends him and says, perform ablution. Perform wudu and come here and perform 2 cycles of salah. Perform 2 rak'at of nafil in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the thief goes, he performs wudu. He comes outside. He performs 2 rak'at. After his completion, he says, O Malik bin Dinar, I have performed the 2 rak'at. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala who says, alright, you have performed 2 rak'at, meaning you have attained some sort of benefit. Now you are free to go from here. You are taking some benefit and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. You are not going back empty-handed. But this thief, he said that, O Malik bin Dinar, why are you sending me like that? Give me permission, I want to stay here. Let me stay here. I want to perform 2 rak'at more in the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, go on, stay here for as long as you want. The thief stood up. He performed 2 more rak'at. After finishing, Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, now too, you have attained more benefit. You are free to go. But the thief repeated, said, oh Malik bin Dinar, don't send me like this. I want to perform more salah. Same thing, same instance, repeated again and again and again. Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was patient. The thief was performing his salah. The thief was prostrating in the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if the world of his heart has changed completely. He was a completely different person now. He performed salah. He performed nawafil. He prostrated in the court of Allah ta'ala until the morning came. Now it's morning. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the night has now ended. You are free to leave. You can go back. But promise me that you shall remain as a changed person. The thief said, O Malik bin Dinar, I do not want to leave. Can I please spend one day with you as I am fasting today? I have fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, go on. Sure, you can spend the whole day with me. This thief spends the whole day with Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he intends to depart. And now Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the departure of the thief, takes a promise that now you have to be a changed person. That thief takes a promise that from now I will completely change my life. I will live my life according to the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I would live my life in accordance with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This thief leaves now. After some time, when another thief meets this thief, he asks that what happened? Did you finally find your treasure? Did you find something? Did you get a good house where you could get lots of wealth? So this person says, this changed man says, he says that I went to steal by the house of Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But at the end of the day, Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the one who stole my heart. Allahu Akbar. This person went by Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to steal. But he was the very same person who in exchange gave his heart there and came back. And what kind of change was that? This person is not stealing anymore. This person is not committing sins anymore. This person is not disobedient anymore. But he is a completely changed person. He is performing nawafil, and that to a one night change. Completely, at one moment, changed his life. And he is performing salah in the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole night reading nawafil. Whole night reading nawafil. That's the same night when this person came with the intention of stealing and robbing the house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the next day, the following day, he's fasting. He's in the company of Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And now he's a person who has abandoned his old habits. And now he is a devotee of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, this narration is so beautiful. And it has so many madani pearls for us. It is like a flower. And we have to take this flower and put it in our day-to-day life. We have to take nasiha. We have to take advice. We have to take lessons from this narration. First of all, look at the beautiful character of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A person has broken into the house. A person is inside the house. Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's busy. But this person comes in and Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sees him, talks to him with so much love, with so much humbleness, with such a good character, that this person completely melted. This person completely changed his life. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if his reaction was harsh, if he became angry, if he did not treat that man properly, then what would be the result of this? We would not be listening to this story today. But no, instead, Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because this man himself, Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an ashiqe rasool, a lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is an example for us, who is a role model for us, who is a personality whom we should look up to, who is a person who has taught the mankind how to treat others well. He is a person who has taught the people to have a good character. He is that personality who has the best of the characteristics which can ever be imagined. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam holds such a personality that he has beautifully stated, the best amongst you are those who have the best manners and characters. Imagine, are you the best of the people? Yes, we may be best when it comes to business. We may be best when it comes to dressing. We may be best when it comes to dressing and having good clothes and having good cars and having luxurious things. But are we best in terms of what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said? Are we best in terms of what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requires from us? Islam, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam require us to be best. But that is when we have good characteristics. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a good character is from amongst the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, wa ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilayk, and be good like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good with you. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us His favors day and night, day and night, day and night. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Himself in the Holy Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you come to count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall never ever succeed. Now imagine, we are enjoying the bounties and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment. This oxygen is the bounty of Allah ta'ala. It is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The water you drink is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parents you have are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The teachers you have are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is around us, whatever we are living, whatever we are enjoying, your house, your car, your clothes, everything is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Madani channel you're watching me on now is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It provides you Islamic knowledge and it educates you while you're sitting at your house. You are resting at your house and it is providing Islamic knowledge. So the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been merciful with us. He is the most merciful. So shouldn't we be merciful with the people? Shouldn't we be good with the people? As obviously we cannot return the favors of Allah ta'ala, as we cannot return the favors of the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But what we can do is to act upon what has been demanded from us. What has been demanded from us? There is nothing such which causes us harm. There is nothing such which may be harmful for the community or for the society. Rather, there are such things being demanded from us which are good for our lives, which are good for our household, which are good for the society. Imagine this characteristic of being good and kind towards the people. Like the story of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala, and how kind he was. If we adopt this kindness, so do you think would there be any hatred? Do you think would there be any mischief? Everything would be calm. Everything would be peaceful. So what we need to do is to follow upon this Madani pearl of wisdom, that we have to be kind towards people. We have to hold a good characteristic. Through a person's good character, one can earn greatest rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because action based on husne akhlaq will be the heaviest on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, no deed will be placed on the scale of deeds on the day of judgment will be heavier than good character. A person with good character will attain the rank of those who spent their night in nafil ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are voluntarily worshipping Allah ta'ala throughout the night. A person with good character, a person performing actions with good character will be equal to that person spending the whole night in ibadat. Just imagine the reward. And along with that reward, the worldly benefits have been mentioned to you. The whole society, the whole community will be so calm and so peaceful, like insha'Allah, the garden of Madinatul Munawwara. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked about which actions lead people to enter paradise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied so short, sweet, simple, and so beneficial. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, piety and good character. Piety, taqwa, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being pious, abstaining from sins, doing those actions which please Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, to have good character, to have husn akhlaq. These two characteristics are the factors which may lead a person into Jannah. In another narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave many glad tidings for those who practice good manners. In fact, it is the beauty of Islam that the followers of Islam, the true followers of Islam, they adopt good character, they take on good character, they do not argue with one another, they do not fight with one another on the basis of worldly benefits, but their anger, their love, all these things are based upon Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to a narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so beautifully in Sunan Abu Dawood that I guarantee a house in the surroundings of paradise. Where? In the surroundings of paradise for those who give up arguing. Those people who give up arguing, I guarantee them a house in the surroundings of Jannah. Narration doesn't end. It carries on. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then says, and I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for those who abandon lying even while they are joking. So if you want to achieve a house in the middle of the paradise, what do you have to do? Abandon lying. Why do we have to lie? Why do we have to speak lies to deceive people? The Holy Prophet says a house in the middle of paradise, if a person abandons to lie, even if he is joking. But this narration still does not end. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives more glad tidings to us. The mercy of Allah ta'ala is open. The mercy of Allah is open. We need to take the steps on to enter into Jannah, to enter into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam carries on. He says, and I guarantee a house in the highest part of Jannah for those who have good character and manners. Allahu Akbar. Surroundings of Jannah. Then center of Jannah. Surrounding of Jannah for those people who give up arguing. Then come in the center of Jannah. We talk about promotions, right? You have a job somewhere, you're working somewhere. My boss doesn't give me a promotion. This doesn't give me a promotion. Oh, I want a promotion. From this post, I want to go to this post. From this post, I want to go to this post. Now just imagine these posts, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. First post, surrounding of Jannah. Second post, center of paradise. Third post, the highest level in paradise. So to achieve the first post, the easiest thing which you have to do is to give up arguing. Even if you are right. Yes, even if you are right, you have to give up arguing. No, I'm right. Why shouldn't I stand for myself? No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised a house in the surroundings of paradise. Now for the next post, you want promotion? So come to the middle of paradise. And to come in the middle of paradise, we need to leave. We need to give up on lying. And then if we want the highest promotion, which is in the highest rank of paradise, then we have to adopt good manners. We have to adopt piety. We have to be kind towards the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are kind towards people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best example for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was so kind to elders, to children, to the close ones, to those who are even non-Muslims. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be kind as a houseman, as dealing outside, as a business person. No matter what field you talk about, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam always practiced and showed kindness, and that is to educate us. He's our role model. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would have a smile on his face. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says it so beautifully. Jis ki taskeen se rote huye has pade, us tabassum ki aadat pe laakho salam. That because of the smile of a person, the person who is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, those people crying, they would start laughing. They would start smiling. Just by seeing the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thousands of salam be upon that habit of smiling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to try and adopt this habit of smiling and being kind towards the people. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our this program, one story, one lesson. So we narrate a story and then we try to achieve lessons. So first lesson which we achieved out of the many other lessons is that Malik bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala anhu showed kindness. He was kind. He showed good character towards that thief who came into the house. Second very beautiful point we learn here is to spread the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call people towards righteousness, to give neki ki da'wah to the people. And that's what Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did when the thief came into the house. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ballighu anni walau aya, that spread from my side, convey from my side, even if it is just a single verse, convey it. No matter how the message is, but as long as that message is Islamic, that message is authentic, that message is meant for the good upbringing of the people, for the change in the society, spread it to the people, call them towards righteousness. And this is not the job of those who have the mic in hand. This is not only the job of ulama, it is the job of each and every person. We should try to call people towards righteousness. Imagine one person who is not performing salah. Imagine one person who is not attached to the masajid. Imagine one person who does not attend any ishtima. Imagine one person, he is fond of different types of sins. But instead of giving up, instead of saying that, I mind my business, he minds his business, instead of this, you go to him humbly, politely, with a smile on their face, and say, brother, what you are doing is wrong. Come to the masjid. We are created for this. This is our purpose in life. This is why we are sent in this earth. Come, let's go to prayer. Let's go to the masjid. Let's go for ijtima. Let's change our lives. Let's go in the direction of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that person listens to you. Maybe not at the very same time, but after some time, perhaps he realizes. And then he changes his entire life and becomes a namazi. And he completely changes his family as well. And then his children to follow are also on his footsteps now. They are also performing salahs. Imagine what a great treasure of tawaba you're earning. Just imagine. So we should try on our own level to call people to the path of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدُعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and let there be a nation from amongst you who invite people towards good, towards righteousness, and stopping people, prohibiting people from what is wrong. And these are those people who are successful. Who are successful? You know, we want to be successful. You are in a business community, you are studying, you're a student, you're a teacher, you want to be a successful teacher. You want to be a successful student, you want to be a successful businessman, you want to be a successful husband, you want to be a successful father, you want to be a successful son. To become a successful believer, to get the ultimate success, what we have to do, as said by the Holy Quran, we have to call people towards righteousness and stop people from committing sins. And for that, first of all, we have to stop committing sins and we have to adopt this piety and get to this ladder of becoming successful. And this is what the Madani mission of Dawat-e-Islami revolves around. I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. So this was the story of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And from this story, we have attained so many beautiful, blossoming Madani flowers. So to attain more knowledge, more education, keep watching Madani channel and keep watching our program, One Lesson, One Story. Allah Karam Aisa Kare Tujh Pe Jahan Mein Ae Daawat Islami Teri Dhoom Machi Ho.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story, moral of the story, moral of the story.